Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, people. That's really all I want for now. Just be part of the conversation, right? Part of the solution. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up after the break, your favorite, Xander Gibb, joins me. He's going to let us know what they're doing, what's up with the virus. I have to be careful. Some of you weren't paying attention the other day. We lost the whole channel on Vimeo. They pulled down years of videos. All right? Because I talked about COVID. All the stuff I've talked about over the years. I mean, some of it questionable. I lost Facebook pages over some of the stuff I talked about. Vimeo was asleep at the wheel, apparently. And now they show up and they go, you know, you were putting out misinformation about COVID. The two videos they called on, or called out, were me asking questions. If you got, you know, if vaccines became mandated for COVID, would you do it? Right? I mean, seriously. And I didn't think that was a bad question to ask. Maybe I'm brain dead. I don't know. But when you look at this stuff, and you can't even ask a question anymore. I mean, it was bad during Obama. Because anytime you questioned Obama, what were you doing? You were being a racist. Right? Well, that's what I tagged you with. I didn't say you actually were being a racist. And I never really got, you know, it came together for me this week. I keep telling you guys, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I don't know why you listen to me. But what came together for me this week was, you know, the first time Attorney Barr, General Attorney Barr, you know, was nominated, he kind of flew through. It wasn't a big deal. Everybody loved him, thought he was great. This time around, though, because because Trump wanted him. But, see, that's what I thought it was. I thought it was just because it was what Trump wanted. And it was just against everything Trump wanted. But now I'm looking at this and saying to myself, no, that's not true. They knew that he was not purchasable. Okay? He had been at this forever. He didn't care. He didn't have anything to lose. He was a guy that was going to do the right thing. And some of you are irritated and frustrated with him. You know, I got a roundabout with somebody this morning about President Trump, and they were very upset that President Trump wasn't moving faster. And President Trump should tell the state they have to open up no matter what. That's it. End of discussion. And I go, you know what? Now we're becoming hypocrites. Some of you guys aren't going to like what I'm going to say. You cannot pound on Barack Obama because you didn't like him or you thought he was breaking the law because of all the executive orders he put out and the things that he was doing. And that's against the law. It's against the Constitution. You yell at this guy on a regular basis. It is not. President Trump does not have the constitutional right to force states to open up. Now, he gave him guidelines. He can force them through the Commerce Clause to not close down factories. There are areas. But he can't force them to do it. I mean, not the factory portion, but other things. You can't force them to open up barbershops. You can't force them to open up restaurants. And, but let's go a little further with this for some of you. Some of you have been screaming since I've been on radio. I mean, almost 11 years now. Some of you have been screaming that the states need to be autonomous. They need to be allowed to make their own decisions. They need to be separate from the federal government. There needs to be less involvement. And now you want him to hit them with a hammer. Let them die on their own. You know, New York and California, and I live in California. New York and California, they need to sink. And I'll tell you why. This has been, some of you have been listening to me for years, you know what my argument's been. I have no sympathy for you people in New York. I have no sympathy for you people in Chicago. I have no sympathy for you people in California, including myself. I have no sympathy for you people in Massachusetts and New York. You vote these people in. Then you complain about them. You say, what happened? What happened? Did you get off your Facebook keyboard? Did you get away from the computer? Did you go walk for your candidate? Did you make calls? Did you do something to help your person win other than cast a vote and yell at people that was against your candidate on Facebook? What did you actually do? For my Christian friends that are Democrats and you're real Christians, if you vote for Cuomo again, I want to be there when you pass away and you're standing in front of God on Judgment Day. Cuomo came out and said, God didn't fix this. God didn't make this better. I did. Government did. Government's your God. And you'll vote for him again. De Blasio, if you're a Jew or a Christian and you try to come together, it's going to throw you in jail. Right? I mean, a flaming atheist who can't stand you. He still fed 500 meals or 500,000 meals, whatever it was, to Muslims. It's just you Jews and Christians he hates. And then you got Governor Nuisance here. I have a different name for him, but I can't say it on the radio. Right? He's up there saying, well, I'll allow the churches to reopen as soon as we open the football stadiums. Because now, church is an entertainment. They don't understand what it means to us. They have no clue as to what church actually means to us. About worshiping a God, about believing in a God actually means to us. Look, I have respect for the atheists. They have put their lives or eternal life or non-eternal life on the line. They've made a decision. I get it. You should have respect for it. I don't believe it. I feel bad for them. Why can't I get the same from them? Just ask it. Thomas Senior host, Sandy Gibb, joins us on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, well, not just being part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution, too. You need to be involved. You need to get information. You need to get engaged. There's a lot more to this than just listening to me spew and being on my side. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Sign up for the email blast. We're only doing once a week. It's not like I inundate you with them. Or if you want, you get a text alert. Text alert comes by just simply texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Guess who's up? That guy you have all been waiting for. We're back at it again. I always appreciate when he kind of kicks the weekend off, although he never brings the party music. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week to kind of kick it off, get it rolling, get us started for the weekend, and kind of wrap up the week. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. I sent you a copy of my album, Joe. What more do you want, you know? Yeah.
No. I want the party music. Yours is more like kind of, you know, the loving ballad stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yes, it is.
You know what? I don't want to hold somebody's hand. I want to dance. Well, I shouldn't say that because then Tammy's going to come in here and want to dance with me. Never mind. Scrap all that.
Tammy, come through.
You know, we were talking about this the other day. In San Diego, California, they have these cruises around the harbor, and they have several ships, and you know, some of them are 50 ships, and some of them are 70s cruises, and they have the reggae cruise. And please forgive me if you're a reggae lover, because I'm not. And I got stuck on a reggae cruise for 3 hours, and the only way to get off that ship was to jump in the water, and I wasn't about to do that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that was a lot of fun, let me tell you what. 3 hours.
How did you end up stuck on a reggae cruise? Did you not know it was a reggae cruise?
I got on the wrong thing. You know me, I'm always a day late and a dollar short. I get there when the thing's ready to take off. I got to go to the bathroom.
Italians, you know?
I go up to the bar. I hear some reggae music. I'm thinking, okay, well, they're warming up the dance. I don't even know what I'm thinking, okay? And then after about 20 minutes, I'm going, when are they going to change albums? You know? And then I was informed by the guy behind the bar, "No man, you're stuck here."
3 whole hours.
There
dude.
You go. Anyway, so how's COVID doing over there in jolly old England?
Well, I think clearly Boris Johnson thinks I was going to go into my impersonation. Then clearly Boris Johnson thinks everybody in the UK is stupid because he keeps saying he's doing good to review it, and then he says no, lockdown for another 3 weeks. But the concern really for me is that, you know, both sides of the pond, they're basing their decision to continue the lockdown on the number of newly reported infections and the number of deaths,
right,
which is not helped by the fact that, you know, every death in the United Kingdom and the United States right now is being reported as COVID. You know, you fall out of a plane and you've died of COVID-19. And as funny as it sounds, the scary thing is that that is actually true. But how does that give you a picture of how virulent this strain of COVID-19 is? It doesn't.
No. You know, you talk about comparing apples to apples. It's kind of like you cannot do, you know, 100 tests this week and then 100 tests last week and then 300 tests this week, and you're at the same percentage of people who have COVID, but however, the numbers are higher because you've done more tests. And that's what drives me nuts. Use percentages. It makes so much more sense. It'll give us a better feel for what the real numbers are, right?
Absolutely. Well, as well as that, if the deaths were reported, you know, fairly and accurately, and not just based upon if it could be COVID, let's put it down to COVID, because, you know, no one has, you know, we said this last week, but no one has died from, you know, natural causes in 2020 in either the UK or the US.
I know.
And that's an astounding fact, too. But what I want to ask you, Joe, is when do you think that the people of the UK and the United States are going to say, okay, enough is enough? When are they going to start singing that song?
It's already happened. It's already happening. Well, I shouldn't say it. It's already happening here in, of all places. I mean, my God, California, Boston. I mean, we just did this the other day. We were talking about this. These people are starting to break out. Orange County, California, there's half a dozen restaurants that have, actually more than that, that have opened their doors and just said, come get us. We're opening, and I don't blame them.
Because if everybody opened at the same time, they wouldn't have enough resources, you know, to do that.
Right.
I read yesterday that, you know, the Texas Supreme Court allowed the salon owner Shelley Lufa to be freed, but should she have been in jail in first place?
No.
In the first place,
no.
7 days and a $7,000 fine.
Right, in the U.S., not England. Yeah. There you go.
But at least she's, you know, she's made $400,000 on her funding page.
Yeah.
But I don't think they should have put her in jail. And the judge who cited her was a Democrat. A controlled judge, and is very liberal. Why are we still in America allowing judges to be politicized? Because the only thing that should ever affect the judgment of a judge is the law. Period.
Oh, stop it. You're expecting... Here we go again. You're expecting them. Look, there was a judge in California. Governor Nuisance wanted to give the illegal aliens money. You know, they have to be part of the stimulus. Well, he figured he couldn't give them federal funds, so he was going to give them state funds because we are our own sovereignty, according to him. And so he was taken to court. He was challenged, taken to court. The judge says point blank in his opinion piece, he says, look, it is against the law. It's constitutionally illegal. Goes against the federal constitution, goes against the state constitution. But I'm going to allow it because we're in very extraordinary times. Now, the constitution doesn't say in extraordinary times you can break the law. Doesn't? No. I can't find it in there. It's a very simple document.
Absolutely. But the concern is, have you noticed how this is only happening in blue states? You know, it's the blue states that want the lockdown to continue.
Yep.
It's the blue states that are putting the rights of non-citizens over citizens. Sorry, I made a mistake there. Illegals over legal citizens.
Thank
you. All this undocumented. You're not an undocumented American. You're a criminal.
Yeah.
That's how simple it is.
Yep.
And I think that ultimately, whilst we pander and pussyfoot around these issues, it's never going to change.
There's a couple of colleges that got together to sue the government because they're not giving money to the illegal alien students. Okay, and they feel that the illegal alien students should be getting money in this hard time as well. These people have lost their mind. The laws don't apply, and the only time the laws apply is when they want to apply them to us. But guess what?
Right.
We are going for a commercial break. We'll be back in a minute. Joba Senior Host, always a pleasure. Zander Gibbs with me, and he's not going far either. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former Senate staffer accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her 27 years ago is saying she's not getting the same fair treatment as he calls for women in other cases.
And his campaign is
taking this position that they want all women to be able to speak safely. I have not experienced that.
In the interview on the Megyn Kelly show, Reed said she's faced hostility on social media and even death threats since coming forward with her allegation. Kelly asked Reed whether or not she thinks Joe Biden should step out of the race.
You and I were there, Joe Biden. Please step forward and be held accountable. You should not be running on character for the President of the United States.
When Biden was asked about her comments, he responded by saying once again, well, look, nothing ever happened with Reed. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Please answer the question.
We are back. This is Real Side with GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Remember, if you want text notices, text alerts, the show's coming on, text TRS to 77-222. TRS to 77-222. Let's get back at it because I know how much you enjoy him. We're back at it. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every weekend, every Friday, actually, to kind of kick it off, let you know, kind of wrap up the week, find out what's going on across the pond, which I always got a kick out of, for a pretty big pond. Anyway, Xander, how you doing?
I am good. My allergies are going to give me good.
Yeah, you were complaining about how hot. Tell people what the temperature is at it, the hot temperature.
It's 66 degrees in the UK today, Governor. 60, but that's pretty hot for the UK.
I mean,
when I lived in New York, it was 85 was like, you know, pretty hot.
Wow.
But here, you know, 66. And I went out today and it was nice, but, you know, when the sun's shining, it's really hot. But when it's not, it's, you know, it's cooler. Yeah. But I would still rather be in New York any day, but just after the lockdown, because obviously, you know, nobody's actually really living in New York right now with its commie governor and commie mayor.
I have a friend of mine that lives in New York, and he said, if I told you the street, I'd probably be screwing it up, so I'm not going to, but he was sending me pictures of the street, and he's going, you know, check this out. And I'm thinking to myself, my God. This is amazing. I mean, seriously amazing. The empty, just empty, you know?
Yeah, because even on a Sunday, you know, the streets are pretty empty, but I've seen pictures and I've seen EarthCam. You know, EarthCam is this website that's got, like, cameras all over the world. And on the one for Times Square, it's like, you know, there are cans flowing from one side to the other. It's so dead. And that's worrying for NYC. But, you know, my worry about all of this, already businesses have folded and businesses won't be able to continue. You know, in New York City, for example, they're still charging business rates while businesses are closed.
Right.
You know, surely businesses should put their foot down and say, you've not allowed us to open. Why should we still pay you for the privilege of opening?
Very simple.
No way.
We're not paying you.
No freaking way.
Yep. Have a nice day. We're not paying you. Period.
Yeah.
No, I think that's exactly the thing to do. I think you're right on with that because, again, it's these people need to realize that where do they think the tax money comes from? Do you think we're printing this stuff up, you know, on the weekends on our color printers?
Yeah. Tell them to take it out of tell him to take it out of the $85 million that his wife lost. I think that's fair enough commentary, Joe. If that was, if he was a Republican mayor, they would be hounding him to get his wife to find that money that she. How did he just miss? You know, if I misplace $85, I want to know where it is. Never mind $85 million.
Dude.
Oh, I just placed it, misplaced it, honey.
When I'm missing $20 in my pocket, I'm trying to figure out where it went. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
seriously.
Yeah,
where
did I spend that?
So I just went through this. I'm gonna rapid fire some stuff at you, and I want you to answer until I'm done, because I've been telling people, if you don't think that these people hate us, and when I say us, I'm talking about Christians, I'm talking about conservatives as a whole, because you look at Governor Newsom, who comes out and says he'll reopen, he'll allow the churches to reopen once the football stadiums reopen. So he's putting us on the same level as entertainment, okay? Well, you have Governor Cuomo, who comes out and he says, God didn't do this, we did this, government fixed this. Okay, so now he's starting to tell you the government is bigger, you know, stronger and everything else than God is. The LGBTQ community comes out and starts screaming that Samaritan's Purse has to leave New York City because it's a homophobic, bigoted, blah, 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 you know, racist organization.
What is?
Samaritan's Purse, you know, Franklin Graham's organization that opened up free of charge to the New York residents, took care of a whole bunch of COVID positive people, didn't ask any of them if they were gay, lesbian, or transgender, just took care of everybody at no charge to the city. And then Cuomo says thank you by turning around and taxing their paychecks. But that's a story for another day. Yeah, you didn't know about that. I'm going down the religious beat up road here, because you know 500,000 free meals at Ramadan for New York City people, but they're arresting people, arresting pastors for feeding the homeless in the parks because they don't have a license to distribute food. I mean, this just goes on and on and on. The Knoxville mayor, he wants the list of the churches, the church members, so he can make sure that they're not going to church and they're staying home and staying safe. This is an out-and-out, full-on attack on Christianity, and even, as you heard, de Blasio threatened to arrest people in the Jewish community for honoring their dead. It just goes on and on and on. It's crazy. It's a blatant attack, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. And I have to correct you, Joe. It wasn't that Bill de Blasio was feeding people for New York City. He was feeding New York City Muslims.
Yes, you're exactly right.
The difference for me, if he was feeding everybody, if he said, look, we have 3,000 meals to give to everybody. But when you're, that's discrimination if you're giving it to just one group of people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and he had no problem with it. Free, and it's free. Taxpayer-funded free. And again, it wouldn't be fair for him just to feed Christians, and so we're clear. It wouldn't be fair for him just to feed Jews or atheists, for that matter, you know what I mean?
No.
Everybody gets it, you know?
But it'd be okay to just feed the gays. That would be okay. Because they all look a little undernourished.
You're trying to get me killed, aren't you?
I am.
Right?
Go ahead. No, I just think it's so... It's so ridiculous now in NYC. Some of my friends who are liberals in NYC, it's turning their heads with regards to the Democrats, too.
Oh, it is?
So maybe there'll be some good that comes out. Wow. But let's not forget, Democrats are on lockdown, too. You know, Democrats are people, too. Well, some of them. And they're affected equally by this. Don't worry, I'm not generalizing, I'm joking. But they're affected by this, too, Joe. And so there are some people that are saying, well, you know, we're Democrats, and this is how Democrats are treating us. They see other states that are run by Republicans that want to get the states open as quickly as possible.
Right.
So it's got to have an effect if you have a brain. You know, if you didn't hand it over when you voted Democrat, as they usually expect.
Yeah, it is infuriating to me, again, because people are truly, to a big degree, they're truly rolling over. They're doing what they're told to do, because government knows best. They're giving them all this money. I mean, think about this. Why would you push back on these people that are giving you these big bucks, right?
Right.
It's got to be scary. I mean, it's scary. It is scary. I mean, let's just be honest about it.
Right. Well, of course, but another reason that these Democrat states are keeping their states closed for longer is because of the federal funding that's going to come from it. But people like Bill de Blasio are going to get a shock because Donald, President Trump, my friend Donald, is not going to be giving money to sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. Because if you've got money to spend on illegals, then you don't need the money.
Well, that was, again, that was the thing here in California where he wanted to give it to the illegals and was challenged on it. And, you know, it's going to be frustrating as heck when the judge says, yep, you're right, it's illegal, but I'm going to allow it. You know, and you're sitting there going, what? What did you just say? You know, that kind of thing. It is. It's just totally infuriating. And I get it. I get why people don't even want to, you know, I have people who will say, why bother fighting?
Right.
You know, it doesn't make any sense, Joe. It's a waste of money, time, aggravation, and then we look like fools. No, you don't look like fools, and no, you don't ever give up. Right? I mean, do you agree with that? No matter how bad it gets, you don't ever give up.
Absolutely. And, you know, well, can we agree on one thing? That
no,
once this lockdown
not.
Is over,
yeah.
We never, ever use the phrase unprecedented times again. Because I am, if I hear it one more time, I'm going to broke.
In these unprecedented times. I'm
yeah,
shut
right.
Up.
Obviously, you guys never checked out the Depression. But, hey, what can I say?
Yeah.
I mean, sick. It really, you're right. You got me. I mean, just it's just nuts. It's nuts the way these people operate. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. You know, somebody's got to pay the bills around, unless you're cutting checks, in which case we can keep talking. But we'll be back in a minute.
Nope.
Joe, yeah, I didn't think so. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I give you the number, but I don't want you to call in because I don't want to interrupt our conversation. But we will be back in a minute. Actually, we're going to be back now. No, I'm just kidding. Look at, seriously, when you look at what's going on everywhere, all right, and again, he comes to us, you know, Xander, some of you know he's living in England right now, so I do these interviews earlier in the day, and they're dealing somewhat with the COVID the same way we are. Now, good, bad, or indifferent, you've got the English people, or, you know, the Brits, under the same problems, having the same issues that we're having. So, you know, pray for them, too. More with Xander on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. This is a Real Side Hunt, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's get to it. I know you're not here to listen to me. I mean, seriously. Can we be honest with each other or what? We're back at it with our buddy Xander Gibb. Always a pleasure to have him. Xander, before we get rolling and then we run out of time and I'm screaming at myself, tell people where they can find the show, how often they can hear it, that kind of thing.
You can find me at xandergibb.com. Everything is there. We go out Friday, 3 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 o'clock in the UK, and 10 a.m. the next day down there in Australia.
That English?
June 1st, my show goes back to its usual time at 8 Eastern. That's 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and 1 a.m. in the U.K. For 5 nights a week. I think I must be mad. I must need to go see my
You're doing the Monday through Fridays again. Is something wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know?
There is. And what is wrong with me is that I love America so much that I think that the Xander Gibb Show is imperative for a Donald Trump win for 2020, and that's what I'm giving up for my country. There you go.
Hey, you laid it out out there. Nobody can argue with that. No, seriously, it is important that we don't let them get to us. I think I don't even think I mentioned it the other night. Yeah, I did. When I started the show, I went off like crazy. But you know, the bottom line with it is, I'm looking at this stuff. Vimeo, who I pay, a paying service, okay? Vimeo, who I pay, decided that they could pull my whole channel. They pulled the whole channel down because they didn't like what I was saying about COVID. I mean, little old me, like I was going to get anybody.
Surely
you
not.
Know, yeah. Oh, the years of videos. Okay, so they pull it down with years of videos on it, and it's because I was, ready for this one? I was spewing misinformation. Okay, and I was asking questions. Would you, you know, if they did a mandatory, what's it called, a mandatory vaccination? Would you take one?
Heck,
how would you
no.
handle it? Right, I'm asking questions. I'm not telling people you shouldn't take one because you're an idiot and it'll kill you. It's not what I'm saying at all. And they had a problem with that. And they, after the second warning, it wasn't like, you know, strike one, two, three. After the second warning, within minutes, I got something that said, okay, we've pulled your page because you won't follow the rules. Like, I don't even know what the rules are.
Right. Well, right? Refund springs to mind.
Yeah.
You know. Like, and not just for what you paid for this month.
Yeah.
Because if they're taking your body of work, will you get access to that body of work? You know, this is tantamount to silencing your First Amendment right to free speech. I mean, what did they tell you? Also, you're supposed to play the Chinese national anthem at the beginning of every broadcast now. Because it's not just happening on there, because Facebook now has an oversight board that are empowered to take down posts, and it's supposedly going to be nonpartisan. But, you know, one of the people on that is Pam Carlin, you know, who testified to impeach Donald President Trump. And I think this is going to be just another pack of liberal wolves that are impinging on our right to say what we want to say, and what we need to say.
Yeah, they don't, my friend, they don't care. We already know they don't care, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. They're not interested in what we have to say because it doesn't fit their narrative. It doesn't fall in line with what they want to put out there. So it's you know, we're screwed. Shouldn't say that. We need to fight back. We need to push back. But if we don't, if we don't decide that we're gonna you know, buck up and fight, then we're gonna lose. You might just give up, lay down now, let them run you over now.
Yeah, because I think part of this is why they attack us so much on social media, is so that we just lose heart and go away. But I, you know, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to say anyway, Joe. I recommend everybody has a secondary Facebook account for when they ban you, because if you're a conservative, I can guarantee you it's going to happen. So have a secondary account in a different name, but don't stop sharing your message. Because as far as I'm concerned, if you're not saying you're going to kill anybody, and you're not saying that you want people to kill somebody, you're actually not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't know many of us wrong that would be saying, you know, kill this person or
no,
that you're
right.
going to kill
right.
somebody.
Well, we're going to wipe out society by, you know, pushing against the vaccine, not agreeing
yeah.
with them on this. But you know, I'm a little different than you are on this, because I've decided that I am tired of, what am I on, my fourth page for Facebook. You know, you're playing in the back of the beast's yard, and then when he throws you out, you get mad that he does it. You can't win that way. The way you're going to win with these people is you're going to hurt them in the wallet. All right? You start
yeah.
taking money away for them. I can no longer do ads on Facebook, okay? Even though I sent them, they said, well, we can't prove who you are. Bullpuckies, I've sent you my license 15 times, and you keep saying it's not a valid ID. How can it? I drive on that. When a cop pulls me over, it's a valid ID. What do you
Isn't
want
that the
from
one
me?
You stole, Joe, yeah. with you being a Russian operative? Sorry, because we're actually, Joe and I are from the same town back home in Russia.
Yeah. We are from Oklahoma, yeah.
Yeah. well, they keep saying, you know, they ban me at every touch and turn. They tried to ban me yesterday or the day before for something silly. And then they send me an email saying, hey, Mr. Gibb, have you thought about advertising with you? No freaking way.
Yeah, I know,
you
right?
know, I wouldn't give you, well, I had to change what I was going to say. I would not give you anything.
Please, thank you.
you know, I am not going to pay a commie company, you know, and Mark Zuckerberg, his name is not even Zuckerberg. He's one of the Rothschilds.
No, I, look at
the plot thickens.
It never stops. They deny everything, you know. And look at what's going on with Joey B there, right? I mean, this woman comes out now. Barbara Feinstein. She comes out. And she says, "Hey, you know, the timing is suspect." I want you to think about that.
Wait, so wasn't it suspect with Kavanaugh then?
Hey, you got
that. What's her name, whose name doesn't spring to mind?
Blasey Ford. Yeah, but think about that. She's concerned that the timing is suspect. And yet she had that information on that woman for 4 months and held on to it.
Yeah.
Until he was being nominated for Supreme Court. And she was to be 100% believed, and yet this woman, who has proof all around her that this took place, she's not to be believed.
You see, but I think this actually helps the Democrats, because when they do decide, because we know that Biden has been a placeholder from day one, when they decide to sidestep in and put in, you know, Michael Obama or whoever they're going to put in...
you're killing me.
Then I'm not apologizing for saying that. And then they say, oh, well, you know, it's because of the rape stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've got a reason for it. Sorry, the rape accusations. Let's be politically correct. Because we've never had any evidence of Joe being a dirty old man, have we?
No.
Been on video or pictures. We've never seen him, you know, touching children inappropriately or sniffing their hair. You know, that's a worry for me. I think in general, if people have ever pointed a finger at you for that kind of thing, you would never be near it that close to a kid. So, you know, my mother always taught me never be in a position where anyone can point a finger at you. But we've seen the video evidence and the photographic evidence of this guy and his inappropriate behavior. Because I wouldn't want him near my grandkids. Well, my grandkids, my nieces and nephews. It's coming out. Sandra Gibb has grandchildren. I wouldn't want him near my nieces and nephews. Would you want him near your grandchildren?
No. No. I'm sorry, did I say no? No.
No. You've got to say hell no. Hell
yet.
To the power of
God. Yet. No.
Yes, comrade. No, we do not want him near our children.
He is, you see the videos on him, you see the clips on him. You know, if that isn't an opening to a porn movie, I don't know what is. You know, kiddie porn at that. I mean, again, bad enough he's already got medical issues, and these people that are pushing him out there, pushing him to be, shame on them. They really need to be berated and beat on, because frankly, what they're doing to him is wrong, and it's wrong in so many ways.
It is, especially his wife. I mean, to be putting your husband through that when he's clearly got issues, you know, no doubt. And this is, you know, this is not me being mean or comedic, but the guy clearly has issues, and so to be pushing him out there and leaving him alive on live TV when he's got no clue, he doesn't know his name some days, and you know what? I'm not saying that to be mean, but I think it's terrible that they're still pushing him out there in that situation. Shame on you, Democrats, for not speaking out about that.
Agreed. It is wrong. It is wrong at every level. All right. Tell people where to find you, how they can deal with you, how they can send you a pizza, whatever it is. Tell them what you want.
You can find me at zandragib.com and at any good pizza joint. Around the corner, or in the Lower East Side.
You told me there were no good pizza joints in England.
There aren't. That's why I have to go to Manhattan to get one.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Xander, have a safe weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. Really. We really will be back in a few minutes, too. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more coming up. We're kind of wrapping up the crazy stories from the week in the next hour, so come on back. Really, seriously, you listen to The Real Side.